coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Hour 3.
Hour three of
Shannon and the Mayor, because Mino is up, right? She's doing great. Love her.
Fabulous.
Johnny's with his brother, and appropriate, it's Brother's Day today.
Right.
Did you guys know that? You weren't listening at 6:30.
Solid. Keeping it real for the brothers.
Right, so Johnny's up there helping him, I don't know, clear brush or something. Oh. I don't know why you would pay somebody to do that. But whatever, that's what they're doing.
And the Ghanaians brush people up there?
It's something.
And wow. They don't night crawlers.
Yeah, they don't have any plumbing, and I don't know why he's doing that.
Out in the outback from the Ghani.
Anyway, I'm B.
We miss you, John.
Yes, of course we do. We love you, John. But Shannon Cohen has been in here, and we've had some great guests. Actually, one of her guests was a friend of hers, that North Star Equestrian.
Yes,
Man, horses, she's totally into that. Bethany Parent.
She's a big deal.
Yep, she is. And she races, does all sorts of stuff. So, hey, we are joined. This is like one of our favorite hours of the week with Christy Barlament and Dennis Peters to talk about the weekend. What's up?
What's up?
But before we do that, Dennis, we've talked to you. We talked about you quite a bit Monday and Tuesday.
All good.
We're all at the Whammy Awards at Epic on Sunday night, which... Why would you have an event on Sunday night? Because it's right. The only night you guys aren't working. But it went long. Not for you guys, because you peak around 9:30. Johnny and I are like,
bedtime for me.
No, that was so. We're drinking coffee, trying to stay awake till we presented an award.
Yeah.
But one of the awards I gave was to the best cover band in the state, and it went to the Glam Band. So
yay.
I was pretty excited about that. And
thank you.
You also won an individual, didn't you?
I did. As well as a couple others in the band too. Eric Johnson won for drummer.
Yeah.
And Chris Larson won for guitar player. And I went for a vocalist. I don't know why, but that's awesome. It's just really awesome to be recognized, to be, you know.
You got to get a little bit, what do you mean you don't know why? Be like Buddy Rich. I remember Johnny Carson asked, like, you know, who's the best drummer? He goes, well, of course I am the best. But then he named some other ones. And I got a little maybe too much confidence / arrogance, but it's nice to. No, you
Buddy
do
Rich
a great
amazing.
Job.
And you're a superstar.
And tough competition.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Did you see the list of female vocalists?
I did.
Unbelievable.
I did.
There's so much female vocalist talent going on around here. Mm-hmm. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, it was not quite as prominent, but my word, there's so many amazing female singers.
And 20, 30 years, I don't know if we can go in here, but at 20, 30 years ago, there weren't the venues either.
That's
you know, and it was pretty cool, and I gave out that award. And, you know, there's Bastille Days and Summerfest, but some other new ones. But Milo Music won that.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
That
they've
awesome.
Worked hard on that.
They
it's
sure
been
do.
12 years of them putting that together, and it is one of the most successful and won an award. So, hey, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. Before we get to what is all going on, what are you doing personally? Do you do something? You're a veteran. Thank God for that.
And, right. So I'm going to take my mother.
I got to switch your mic.
Oh, we're going to switch
Okay.
It's hard to do it this way, but here we go.
All right.
I'm taking my mother to see her... husband's grave on Monday, and I drive because she can't drive and whatever, and it's a good time to connect with her and you know and just kind of reflect you know on
right.
On his sacrifice and his service and
you know and I was saying earlier today, Dennis, that to spend that hour and a half be it at a parade at one of the events, you just enjoy the day so much more, right? When you're doing the barbecue and if you're taking the boat out, whatever you're gonna do,
agree.
It's just. And you owe it to these people who've given their life to honor them. You know, you should do it every day, but I mean, especially on Memorial Day. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on. I think people should take a look at the paper. There's things in Oshkosh, Appleton, and then of course here in Green Bay. So, well, that's cool. Christy, what are you? Oh, you don't have a microphone, so I'm not going to ask you.
Switch it over. Here we go.
Christy, anything?
My little guy is getting dropped off today, and I have him until, I believe, Tuesday. So we are going to do a lot of biking, walking, the farmer's market. We are super, super excited for that. But, yeah, just hanging out and
cool
bunch of fun stuff.
Tell us. We'll start with you on the weekend update.
So the first thing going on, our friends over at Epic Event Center, they are presenting Marcus King on Sunday, the 26th. Tickets are available, and they are $40 to $105. The show starts at 8 p.m., and for those that don't know who he is an American musician, singer, songwriter, and guitarist. His genres are the blues and southern rock and some country. So, yeah, that'll be at Epic Event Center on Sunday, the 26th.
All right, Marcus King.
Awesome.
Yes.
In the house.
Yes, in the house. And then one of my my favorite things of the year is the Saturday's Farmers Market presented by Downtown Green Bay. That is Saturday, May 25th. And if you have not been there, it is on Washington Street in Walnuts. It is absolutely free. It starts at 7 a.m. and it goes till noon. And they have a bunch of fun stuff. They have, Saturday's Farmers Market presented by Bay Care Clinic is in its 108th season with 100 plus vendors offering an array of fresh produce, meats and cheeses, and prepared and packaged goods, handmade creations, flowers, plants, and more.
That is, I go to that every Saturday. Not this Saturday because they'll be gone, but
yes.
That is an original farmers market. We're talking about that. We had the director on yesterday or 2 days ago, and the produce that's there is grown at where they say it is. I mean, we go,
right.
the city sends inspectors out there to make sure they're not like bootlegging any of this stuff in. So
yeah.
It is a true farmers market, and then the things that are non-edible are also made in the home, and it's just a farmers markets have kind of turned into some like small events a little bit, you know, which is fine. I mean, but they still call them farmers markets, but this is a true farmers market. And after 108 years, they kind of have it down.
Right.
They
got it. It's more of an experience. It's more of an experience with all the smells, sights and sound, like everything.
It's great.
It's a really
flowers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm blown away to hear 108 years.
Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
I mean, think about that.
Talented. That's a long time.
Incredible.
And one more event I have for the Green Bay area is Celebrate De Pere. That is May 25th through the 27th. The Celebrate De Pere is the official kickoff to summer at Voyager Park. The admission is $5. After 6 p.m., it's 10. There's going to be live music, a kids area, midway rides and games, Memorial Day activities, a veterans museum exhibit, food, fireworks, a fishing tournament, and a car show. And then it said Redneck Regatta. And I don't know what that means.
Sounds
redneck
doesn't sound real safe, but I'm sure it is.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Shannon, you're in? Yeah, you would be.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. He's acting like you're John.
Yeah. Sounds like a girl's name to me.
Right. Redneck Regatta. But yeah, if you would like more information, you can go to CelebrateDePere.com. But that's all weekends.
Shannon, have you been to Celebrate DePere?
Yeah.
That is a fun event.
I agree.
And
it is.
Totally the kickoff of summer. Of course, Memorial Day is, but... did you tell us who's playing there? Did I miss that?
No, I just had live music.
I've got some names for you.
Because sometimes they bring in some.
Didn't the glam band play?
I played there several times.
But they at Celebrate can't afford that anymore. But it was when you guys were, you know, getting started.
When you weren't getting all these big awards.
Right. For the award ceremony.
Oh, my word. Whiskey Ditch is playing.
Cool.
Let's see. Separate Ways is playing. Separate Ways is a Journey tribute band some of my friends are involved with. It's amazing. There's others too. I have the complete list in front of me. But
who wouldn't want to go see a Journey tribute band, right? I mean,
oh,
I
indeed,
like,
indeed.
Like, yeah.
As long as Phil Collins is there,
Supertramp. That's my band, Supertramp.
Weren't they awesome?
Supertramp.
Oh, I loved them.
Yeah.
I loved them, and I was just Johnny stayed in the green room. Of course, he's falling asleep. But I went up on the stage and watched those guys. It was great. I mean,
the caffeine wears off after 9 p.m.
So we're with the youth here. Shannon, do you know who Supertramp is?
I do.
Okay, good.
My dad listened to it all the time.
Oh, that makes me my dad. That makes me feel like super
that's
old.
Sure, right.
Thank
right.
you, Shannon. We'll have you right back. And
we're listening to it on V-Track too. Then,
yeah.
We had cassette.
Hey, there you go.
But yes, love Supertramp.
Yeah, and their tribute band played at the Whammies and award winning, of course, as they should be. But it was. Good stuff. All right, Dennis. So are you guys off this weekend, I hope?
We're not. We're playing in my old stomping grounds in Waupaca.
Fun.
The Indian Crossing Casino. And that's another building. That's something that's been around for like 108 years also.
Really?
Yeah. It's really an amazing building to play there. And it's an honor to be there because of the tradition. And I think back to the days of big bands and whatnot and making it happen and, you know, real community events. And started in buildings like that, and it's still there, and it's something that really needs to be treasured.
And you know, kudos to WAPACA for keeping that. It is not easy to keep history around.
Oh, it is not.
It costs money, and then it's the people who are like, oh, let's raise it and build something new, more modern. It's like, should we really do that? So anyway, what night are you playing there?
Friday, Saturday. Tomorrow night. Cool. Yep. Right. And so we're looking forward to that. It's $10 at the door, and I'm hoping that I'm challenging and calling out my friends from where I grew up in Wild Rose. Come on out. We'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah, Wild Rose. I was.
You don't have to wear makeup like I do, but it's going to be okay.
I was in that neck of the woods for a wedding last weekend.
Okay.
And yes, that's kind of out in the sticks a little bit, but WAPACA's nice. Wild Rose is nice. But where I went was, I can't think of the name of it.
I'm going to Cloma.
I was in Cloma. Sure. Where was it? You were there?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
She just knows you that well.
No.
It was our coworkers.
It was our coworker, but where were we?
Cloma.
Sure. It's southwest Washera County. You bet.
All right, so you're familiar with it.
I am, yes.
Man, I thought I was lost, but thank God I
have 39 runs through there. A river runs through it. Is that how that movie goes? A river runs through it?
I just heard there was a lot of ticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I know is I want to run through it too, because I want to get the hell out of there and get back here. So
it's a to and fro place.
Yeah.
You bet.
But anyway, it's a nice wedding, and we're very happy for Sarah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hope she's not listening. No, it was a great place. I just wouldn't, that's probably the last time I was going to be there. Okay, now.
Understandably so. It's a small town.
Anyway, she took over the whole place, and the food was great, and the wedding was awesome. So, all right,
I had a school teacher, by the way, said about that whole area, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
There it is.
And the people that grew up there, he also called it the center of the universe, because it's hard to escape that gravity. You know, but anyway.
Before we move on to outside Greater Green Bay, because we are in Oshkosh and Appleton, I just want to say that Sawdust Symphony, that's the bluegrass band, is going to be at Hagemeister on Sunday from 3 to 6. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, Sunday is the Saturday, right? Because
Right.
So let's go out and spend a little money and see some people on Sunday. So, Dennis.
Sir.
What else has happened?
In Appleton, as seen on America's Got Talent and Kill Tony, Aaron Belial is a software engineer and a mental health advocate turned comedian, and he will be appearing at the Skyline Comedy Club. What's interesting about this person is he's totally different. He was born with cerebral palsy, and he's a mute comedian, so he uses his phone to deliver jokes. If you've never seen it, it's interesting. It's fantastic. Come on out and see them. He's got over 500,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
And he uses that platform to spread positive messages and comedy, et cetera, et cetera.
That is cool. Tell me about where that is again.
At the Skyline Comedy Club.
Okay.
Two shows tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 9:45.
Oh,
the number to call, 920-734-5653. It's located between the locks south of College Avenue.
Oh, Todd's treating me nice as my... so we're going to vacation here. Dennis, you're going to come back. We got to finish up what's going on in part of our listening area. Todd, thanks for the super tramp.
Nice.
You are listening to Shannon and the Mayor along with Christy and Dennis Peters. We will be right back.
I know my love.
All right, welcome back. We are here with a weekend What's Up. Christy Barlament and Dennis Peters. Christy kind of gave us the high level on what's going on in the greater Green Bay community. Dennis, you started with this great comedian that's going to be at the Skyline in Appleton. Yeah. And what else is happening?
You are. I always want to say that.
I'm going to country, right? I told you I'm going to Nashville. So
good for you, man.
It's going to be fun.
Good for
Looking
you. Enjoy
it.
That.
Yep, we do.
Fun place.
Food Truck Friday is happening today at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's going to be at Area 509 or 509.
Oh, that's our buddy, right? Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
the Caribbean place, right? That the Haiti or wherever he's... Am I right about that?
Haiti, okay, correct, yes.
That's awesome.
Right.
He's got the best food in northeast Wisconsin.
And he's sharing the wealth with other food trucks. What a swell fella.
He's very confident that he's still going to win the race, you know? He's like, come on, you can all come together,
this.
But I got this. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The location in Appleton is 1025 North Badger Avenue. And so it's a food truck rally is really what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Food trucks to be included will be Blue Suede Foods, El Tejon Street Corn, Frozen Beaker, Myra's Chuck Wagon, This and That Foods, Tria Frog Treats, Zua's Fresh Egg Rolls, and Caribbean Taste. So you're getting to everything.
Caribbean Taste is him. So,
yeah.
So those food truck rallies, extremely popular, very popular down in Nashville, but it's just so much fun to go and you not only taste some really authentic food. You learn a little bit about their culture too, because the people working the trucks are usually kind of like, this is what we make, or this is what comes from my country, like that at Caribbean food.
Right.
That's a fun, food trucks are the best. And I am, I don't want to take up, far be it for me to take up too much of the time, but what I teach, like the class I teach at TC, the students do a food truck, and I have them go to a food truck rally. And why did you pick that truck? Like, why did you walk over there? Was it because the line was the shortest? Never. Was it because it was the longest? Maybe. Was it the decorations? Was it the uniqueness? So, sure. I mean, you could just learn so much, and sometimes they get into the music, and that's very cool. And that's, where's that again, Appleton?
It's at 1025 North Badger Avenue, Area 509, but it's 509 if you really want to talk correct English.
It'll be technical, okay.
But, so, and there's also music going to be playing, too, by a band called Luma Nati Duo. Luma Nati. It's a play on words. Like from 5 to 8 p.m. as well. And I can't imagine what the smells of that place are going to be like.
Yep.
I can't mesmerize you.
That is going to be fun. All right. We're there.
Let's do that. And okay. Have you noticed lately with music, with movie theaters that they're throwing classic movies out there instead, as opposed to what's kind of happening currently? There's kind of a trend of that. Some of the outdoor movie theaters are doing that, I've noticed. And I think that's great, by the way.
Going back to, maybe the royalties are less, too. I don't know. But, I mean, it's cool they're doing that. But those classic movies are some of the best movies, too.
Oh, indeed.
For sure.
I saw the one in, in Freedom. They're playing Ghostbusters and another one and what have you. But that's going to be great. Yeah.
Loved that.
But I just wanted to bring attention to the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. That's at 445 North Main Street. They're playing Alien Contagion. It's a movie from 1980. It's free to get in.
No.
Doors open at 6:30. Movie starts at 7. It's a rated R movie, but cash only for your popcorns and your things.
And it's free?
It's what it says, free. Free. Get in there for free.
Wow. That sounds like something Todd would go to.
That was something I could... I know we'll see Mino there.
Alien Contagion. I remember what that movie is about.
You weren't even born.
I was born in 84. Are you going to ask me? Oh, she's not that far off from me.
83, right?
No, 86.
86.
84.
I mean, 84. Whatever. I was out of school working, trying to,
Gee whiz.
Trying to piece together my life.
I might have been in driver's ed already at that point. Oh, for the love of Pete Moss. I'll take a zero.
Okay, you got it.
And speaking of movies, also in Oshkosh at the Fifth Ward, has an outdoor movie night also tonight.
Fun.
At 1009 South Main Street. And it usually says it's going to be an 80s movie. It's featuring an 80s movie. So just for you gals, they must be thinking about you.
Right.
But the movie's to be determined. Bring your blankets. We have popcorn and beer. It says get cozy in the beer garden for an outdoor movie. And
fun.
From 8 to 10 p.m.
And it's going to be great for the weather tonight, too, I'm thinking. So, all right. That will be fun. You guys check that. Cool.
There's a lot of musical acts happening this weekend, as you can imagine. We were talking about that before. Our friends from 7,000 Apart, we are going to get them in the studio soon. They're back. They're back from overseas, and they'll be playing at Waverly Beach tonight from 7 to 10:30
p.m. I sure enjoyed them.
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's the couple, right?
Yes, indeed. Right. Yeah.
They were 7,000 miles apart.
Oh.
And hence the name.
And they got married, and they are, and they're now they're touring. And they are really, really good. Now, Dennis, what kind of music do they play? I mean, I should know.
Their own. They do cover music as well, but she came over here as an exchange student, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how that all started and what have you. And they met, and you know, next thing you know, all Jed's a millionaire, and they're making beautiful music together.
Did you get that line? Oh, Jed's a millionaire. Do you know where that's from?
I slipped that in.
I know. I thought it was really funny.
The Clampets.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
You didn't know it, Christy.
Well done.
So,
High five.
Sometimes, Dennis, you'll learn this the hard way.
Believe me, I've learned things the hard way.
When you teaching, I would do lines like that, and these students just look at you with a blank face. I'm like, you guys, you don't get that?
Like I just did.
Right. Gilligan's Island, that kind of stuff. They don't get that. And I'm like, this is my best stuff.
I'll throw lines from the 70s and 80s very frequently, and I get that look like, what?
I don't. Like we just did from our two co-hosts here. Okay, well, anyway.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
My dad used to always say, keep on moving and nobody will notice.
That's right. Good
I can let you get away with that, because the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. That is pretty cool about that young couple. Are they at Waverly?
Yes, that's correct. They're tonight. They have more shows also this weekend. It's so great to see them.
Yes, we got to get them back in here, Todd, because that was a good musical group, and we want to sure support them.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they have two shows tonight, and also I want to say Sunday. Also Sunday, they're also right at Waverly Beach from 4 to 7 as a trio. All right. So
we got some great music coming up. We're going to go to a very short break, but then we got live from the City Deck Landing Studios. Who is coming on?
My friend Jason Bussey will be here. He's a member of the Glam Band. He fills in. He was a longtime member and moved to California with his family for a bit, came back, fills in for us, and he does a lot of things. He wrote a book about how to play guitar the right way, and he's a fascinating gentleman. He's a well-spoken individual. He has a lot to say. And he's really an inspiration,
that's
I think,
awesome,
to anybody who wants to learn how to play guitar. He'll teach you how to do it.
And
the
he's
right
in
way.
The house.
He's in the house.
Which is cool. I thought it was going to be one of those video things. This is great.
I love hearing that he came back. Yeah. People always come back.
Yeah, right.
Dennis, we're talking last week about longevity of bands.
Right.
And that Taylor Swift is going to run the tables on all of that. And the guy said, you know why she's going to is because bands... egos or whatever it is are moving,
sure,
they break up, right? There's
right
four people, whereas if you're just solo, you got a chance of kind of running the tables on platinum records,
right,
on this, and you know, she's right kind of her own person. So
as a solo artist, what are you going to do, fight yourself?
Right.
You know?
I mean,
I want to walk out on myself.
But I would never, but if you were in my band, I would never want to leave. So, I mean, you don't have to worry
me
about
either
that. All right, we are going to be back.
You.
Listen to this producer is spot on. That is
he's nailed it.
There's
right
nothing Todd can't do.
Right. That is the Beverly Hills Bellies and Old Jed's Million. That is
wow.
That was the
story about a man
all right
named Jed.
Now I won't forget.
Now it's
something kept his family fed.
At least you sing on pitch, unlike John. All right. Well, anyway, we're gonna be right back with a great piece of music. Stick around, Shannon the Mayor.
All that is black gold Texas tea.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. Can you believe it's the last half hour of the show? This flew by today.
You
great,
made
great
it.
Well, great guests. Just there's a lot of good things going on. Hey, this before we get to our super special guest. I mean, Shannon, you are a special guest, and so was
can
Bethany.
Can I officially be like a good friend now when you announce me?
We'll take it. step at a time. Step at a time. Step at a time. Bethany, who was in from the equestrian, and of course, Randy was awesome with Bellin and Michelle from Oshkosh Farmers Market. This section, or this portion of our show is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now, I love Pella. Everybody knows that. They're in my house. They're not in my house. Their windows are in my house. And we love them. But they've got a good thing going on around. They have a great thing going on right now that there's no longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors, because if you order today, or actually before May 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Up to 48 months. That's like almost 4 years. That's close to 4 years. That's right. Up to 4 years, no interest. I knew it was. I was trying to be, you know, Shannon, you got to wake up. you only have until May 31st at Pella. So jump on it now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn to exactly how you envisioned. Wouldn't it make more sense in your home to go with black frames or white frames or wood frames like mine? What do you think, Shannon? Why don't you finish this ad?
Well, whether your house is newer, which apparently mine is.
Yours is compared to mine.
Classic,
mine's 100
mid-century. Pella Design works, you know, it lets you virtually see what your home would look like before you buy.
Which is pretty cool about technology. They come in and they're like, well,
right,
this
you don't
is what
have
it would
to
look in wood. This is how it would look in vinyl. This is what it would look with these size windows. And sometimes you put in, what's that called when they have, like in my house, they have the... you know, they're like the wood, the panes, you know, it's not like an open window. It's like, they're like, you know,
I think I know it.
Oldest houses, not pane like me, pain like?
Hey-o.
Zinger.
Okay. All right, wrap it up.
Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home. Get 0% interest refinancing for up to 44. Listen to me, I'm jipping. 48 months.
Right, see, that's...
If...
Told you it was close to 4 years.
You order by May 31st.
He ain't wrong.
Next Friday. Certain restrictions apply.
All right, all right, all right. Pella Windows and Doors. Yep. Set your home in PellaWI.com. Check it out. Dennis.
Sir.
Peters.
Yes.
Award-winning. You cleaned up at the... I was going to say the Grammy Awards, but that's
what it
not
felt
what
like.
Yeah,
might
I know,
as
right?
Well be.
Yeah.
Might as well be. Yeah. I mean, that is.
So that's why they call it Whammy.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Yes. But.
Area.
Well,
music
Grammy
industry.
Doesn't really stand for. Well, that wouldn't be. Okay, whatever. The Whammy Awards, you cleaned up. And you have a very good friend of yours who's here who actually, I thought that was cool when you were telling me that he used to play with the glam band.
And still does. He was just with us Wednesday. We played the Bud Pavilion at the State Fairgrounds and in West Dallas. We just call it Milwaukee. Why don't we just call it Milwaukee?
Right.
And so we're very fortunate to have him back with us. He spent some time in California, but he's back. And we're very fortunate that we have the ability to switch out a guitar player every once in a while. And without rehearsal, this guy just does his thing, comes back in, and away we go, and we don't miss a beat. And so ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Mr. Jason Bussey to the studio.
All right, Jason Bussey.
Hey, good morning. AKA JJ DeVille.
In Ooh. From the West Coast.
That's right.
What part of the West Coast?
I was living in San Francisco, moved out there for a computer job, like half the state.
That's pretty good living.
Yeah, well, it's really good living when you have a Menasha address and get to keep that job. So,
yeah.
We moved out there after about 20 years of full-time career as a musician, instructor, author, editor, and then switched careers because we had some small children needed to take care of more so than taking care of other people's children. Notice I look at Dennis when I say
saw,
that.
I noticed that.
Okay. Yeah. I get that all the time.
Yeah, and so then now with remote work really taking over, we've been able to return to Menasha with my family, and then I get to fit into this really neat space in the music ecosystem around here, which is it's really hard to cancel a show and ask for another show because it's just this gig economy. Somebody gets sick, somebody has an accident, and then the band says, we need somebody else who can play.
You just missed the tight pants?
Who's got some gear, who's got some tight pants, spandex?
Okay.
Are you willing to wear makeup?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the glam band. I've done some fill-in gigs with Ask Your Mother, the New Voices Choir. I was able to do some classical guitar with them. So it's,
And do you solo
calls,
stuff too? Are you solo?
Very occasionally. You know, my family is like, dude, give it a rest and just hang out with us. Can you come to a barbecue?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. For 20 years, going to gigs was my excuse to not have to man the grill.
Yeah, right. That's why we get along. I'm never here. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So do you write your music or is it just really tell me a little bit more about you.
Yeah. So when I first learned to play, I was rather awkward in my school years, kind of an introvert. And thought, if I just got really good at playing guitar, I'd be cool like all the folks I saw on TV.
I think
absolutely.
You're not the only kid that thought that.
Yeah. So I doubled down on not talking to anybody, hung out in the corner of the room and just played guitar a lot, right? And kind of developed that into more of my voice, right?
Wow.
So that was kind of my language, my way of communicating. And I thought it was all about the technique, the skills. And it turned out, I was looking for a language. I was just looking for a way to communicate, you know. Yeah. If I want to make you feel uncomfortable, I certainly know how to do that. You know, we're waiting for that thing to end.
That worked.
If we want to feel a little bit happier, hey.
All right.
There you go.
Right. That's pleasant. Much nicer.
Starting to like this guy.
That's a Pella chord right there.
There you go. All right. There you go. Love it.
Imagine
love
how
it,
good
love
you'd
it.
Feel.
Man. I hope you're. I just hope you're telling kids that we've had musicians in here, and we do this on Dennis really leads this on Fridays. But not that everybody can be a musician, but kids who want to be a musician have to be encouraged to be a good musician. You know, it's either it could be a parent, but there are some parents that aren't into music, and their kid still loves it. We had a guy in here that you just picked up the guitar. I forgot who his mentor was, and. Or sometimes teachers bring it up. But for you to tell that story or your childhood about, look, I didn't feel like I fit in and I got that not only did I fit in with music, but I also got to really speak a language that I love.
Yeah, and then I've been able to share that. So I taught at the old Henry's Music in Appleton for years and years, and then worked with the Hyde family down at Hyde Music in Appleton for a long period of time. And while I was there, I was selling a lot of books for them and for a company out of Milwaukee called Hal Leonard. And I noticed, you know, every once in a while, I'd run into a little bit of an error in one of the books. And I started keeping track so I could tell, you know, little Jimmy coming in to take lessons, hey, on page whatever it is, line whatever, this is off, you know, let's fix that up. And after a while, there was the list got long enough. I wrote a letter to Hal Leonard, which I thought was a guy, you know, living in his house, selling books. And and they call out from their, you know, their like high rise office in Milwaukee. Hal and Leonard were two people's first names. They started this company years and years ago. It's the largest music publishing company in the world, and they're in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Right? And so here I am writing to them, hey, I found an error on page 6. And they said, yeah, well, it's really hard to get everything right, and there's no money in writing the book. There's money in selling the books.
Yeah.
So if something really starts turning over, we sell a bunch of copies. You know, then we put some more effort into it. But since you brought it up, how'd you like to help edit some books for us?
Cool.
So that was pretty great. I wrote a complaint letter and got a job out of it. It was pretty amazing.
That's a great, great story. And I'll give them a lot of credit for addressing. It could be like, oh, throw that one in the circular file. But for them to say, look, let's talk to this kid or however old you were.
Yeah. Yeah. They invited me in, introduced me to folks. And even it was, hey, this is Jason, you know, the guy who wrote the letter.
You were that guy.
Dear Hal.
Yeah.
So you're Mr. Leonard.
Yeah. Fast forward a few years later, I was doing some lesson videos. They asked me to do some lesson videos. If we could come up with a good collection, we'd make a book out of it. And so that's where this came up from. I ended up releasing this book, Guitar Boot Camp, through Hal Leonard. It's a collection of lessons that I would give to every student that would come in, especially returning adults.
Wow. Where should we find it?
So we can find it online, but I would suggest go visit my friends over at Hyde Music, ask them for a copy. They'll keep it in stock.
Great. Now, that's awesome. I really like this story because I think, you know, we all deserve a little bit of a break, but sometimes, you know, the way you get them is, you know, sometimes people are waitresses or they run into somebody and here you are writing a complaint letter and now you're like their best editor and you got your own book.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know, I was from the root of it. I was trying to help. I was trying to make sure that, you know, students who pick up this book, they're trying to learn, you know, they might not know everything you and I might know. They might take this as fact. So let's try to get it as correct as possible.
So then you hooked up with the glam band. Played with them. Do you miss that? Was that your thing, or what do you like playing? I mean, you're obviously a very talented musician. If you're writing the stuff,
you know. I know how arrogant this sounds. I've moved past caring about what music I'm playing. I care about the connection with folks. So I really do. I really do care about. You know, I did gigs with the band Road Trip out of Oshkosh for 17 years, and then with the glam band for 15, and at every single show, there is a person there who's had a bad week, a bad life. They want somebody to talk to. And then we're there and we're connecting and we're realizing, hey, life can be really hard and you're here to escape from that. And that's like the service that entertainment provides. I know some of the people listening who hire us think, hey, it's selling beer. But I'm telling you, it's connecting emotionally.
That is awesome. Let's hear something. You have got eight. This is a great story. All right, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Is that a Pella chord?
Not yet.
Okay.
Here comes the Pella chord. You can feel it.
Thank you.
listen to Jason Bussey. Keep playing, Jason. This is awesome. Live from the City Deck Landing Studios. Not a lot of strumming, right, Dennis?
Right? That's a beautiful sounding guitar.
It is, and that's hard to do that, right? That's just a lot more work than, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
That was awesome. That's some beautiful stuff. Yes, that is. Did you write that, or is that something that it?
I did, and this is a guitar. It was actually crafted by Bruce Petros.
I want to hear about that when we get back. We got to go to a quick break here. We are here with Jason Bussey and Dennis from the Glam Band. We'll be right back. Mino and the Mayor with. All right, welcome back. We are wrapping the morning up. Oh. I'm going to miss you guys. We're not going to get the holiday coming up and Memorial Day. And Shannon, thank you for co-hosting. I called her Sharon when we went to break. She's like, why did you just call me? Sorry, Sharon. Shannon. Just
kidding. Okay. Thank you for having me.
This was great. I mean, this was fun. I enjoyed that. And sure miss Johnny, but he'll be back on Tuesday. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Right. When the producer, he's never done that for me. And I've been here, 11 months. He's never gotten an applause. And I thank her and he's applauding. So, but we're here with Jason. Is it Bussey?
Yep.
All right. I love the way you look at music. I think people should look at a lot of jobs through the same lens you look at music. You know, I think sometimes, like, let's say politics. I think some people might get in that for their own agenda. Whereas if you look at it like you really want to make a difference, and that's why I'm here. I'm not here because that's what you're doing with your music. I think that's really cool. And so who are you playing with now? What are you doing now?
Like I said, keeping some of these other area musicians afloat, right? Let them take a day off once in a while. So working with the Glam Band again, doing some shows with Ask Your Mother. Check those folks out. But another big thing I'm doing in music is just making sure to also support the other folks that are teaching that are in service of other people who want to learn. So, we take our kids to the Appleton Rock School down in Appleton. We're going to be doing some ukulele lessons with my young boy, Seabass, over at the Lawrence Music Academy.
That's Sebastian in translation. Seabass.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a swell fellow.
I can play Somewhere Over the Rainbow on a ukulele.
See?
But who can't?
See, so you're off to a good start.
Yeah, I think because that was so popular, and I think everybody did that. But still, it's not that expensive an instrument for the cheaper ones. Yep. I mean, that guitar you got, I'm sure, is worth a lot of money. But anyway, yes, that's that. When you said that, I thought, I haven't played it in a while, but that's just a great, great song.
Yeah, and it's, whether it's something like what I was trying to do is communicate with folks. If it's something that you're doing it for your own joy. My daughter Devlin has not stopped singing Journey since we, since she was born, basically. So she's going to be doing some vocal lessons. So I think what I'm doing is trying to help people understand that it's a lifelong skill. It's going to help you with your math and science. If you got young kids, they're taking lessons early. So supporting that and getting into that.
What are some bands that you listened to growing up that really inspired you? Like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, it was definitely Aerosmith.
Nice.
It was Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know with my hat on, but I'm follically challenged. And it was everybody with the long hair. So somehow that was the universe telling me something. Enjoy it while you're young. Yeah.
Or buy a hat. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's cool. Hey, with your love for the industry, I guess I put at the Whammy Awards, maybe you were there, but it's pretty cool. They got that scholarship fund now to encourage kids that maybe a little money, a little help with getting into some of these lessons or some of these programs. I think that's.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job. Just even to recognize years ago, they had been recognizing teachers. So just making sure that we understand it's a whole ecosystem. It's you need the venues. You need those lessons happening. You need the next crop of musicians coming up to really be able to dive in and enjoy it.
And I think, again, I don't want to tie it all back to politics, but a community needs to lean into the arts and support the venues. And it's sometimes a little difficult. And I'm talking about the visual arts, you know, as well as, you know, the music and dancing arts that, and those can be difficult to support financially sometimes because just because. And I think if a community can say, look, we're going to give 1% of this or 2% of this development into the arts, I think that can help. And I think Green Bay's done a pretty good job of offering venues. Appleton's done a great job of that, but we're doing better. We have some smaller venues, larger, and eventually you'll sell out Lambeau. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's the name of the game. All right. A teacher, someone else that was instrumental in your life? Were your parents into music?
My parents were extremely tolerant.
So they were.
Good way to put it.
I was 14 years old. I had bought a full stack guitar amp. And for those that are not initiated, that is 8 12-inch speakers taller than everybody in this room with an amp up on top of it. And I had that inside of a 10-foot by 8-foot bedroom cranked while I walked up and down the road with a wireless unit. Now, mind you, our neighbors were in no position to complain with their own relationships with the police force in the area. So they were extremely...
You keep smoking that, but you let my kid play.
They were extremely tolerant of that. My mom used to joke about it. She would have paid almost any amount of money to get me to stop playing at that point in time. But now she's got to drop $10 at the door if she wants to see me play.
Nice. What a son.
Well played.
But on Mother's Day, Mom, you can come in for $5. Give her a break.
Yeah, too
Your
bad.
Mother, for God's
too
sake.
Too bad we don't gig on Sundays. Sorry, Mom.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. All right, what else you got? Dennis, you want to, anything else before we go? We want him to play us out of the break. Before we go to break, before we go ending the show, Dennis, thank you for doing this. This is
my pleasure.
We get so many comments on this part of Mino and the Mayor Fridays to do the music and bring in these special guests. And Shannon, again, I'm serious. Thanks for co-hosting. And let's remember, you know, it's Memorial Day on Monday. So enjoy your day at the beginning of summer. But do something special. Go to a cemetery. Go to one of the events.
I just want to let everybody know this, because of this segment, we actually have a special program that you and John are off on Monday. So we put together a Live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series special for Monday. And we are featuring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the musicians that performed on Fridays. We're featuring those segments on Monday. So if you missed them, you can check it out on Monday.
That is awesome. See, Todd, the producer, kind of runs everything.
He nailed it.
So that will be great. See, I thought Monday was just going to be the best of, but since we don't have a best of,
it's the best of Dennis.
Every day is the best of around here.
Right. Yeah. That will be great to listen in, because we've had some great artists. Thanks to you, Dennis, for bringing them in.
Thanks for letting me do that.
Yeah, this is great. All right.
So also Jason is going to be doing video boards for us too. It's something that we haven't talked about yet, but we have with our show. I know we got to wrap this up quick, but if you could speak kind of real quickly as to what you do in that aspect.
Sure. With the glam band, you know, it's one thing to dress up and have long hair and look like they did in the 1980s, but long since then, people have started to attach their face to screens nonstop, right? And so seeing a bunch of lights on stage kind of isn't the full show that you might see going to a much larger production these days. Yeah. So with the glam band, we've got a large 21-foot video screen in the background now. And then I help out with the creation of the content and having that animate on screen in sync with the music. It's good to have a nerd in the band.
That takes a lot of time to put that together and time things out to our music and whatnot. I know we have to wrap things up, but that's a really important aspect.
That's great.
The visual, you know, anything to make us look better, you know. So we appreciate that.
All right, Jason.
Let's
wrap this
up.
How about you play us out?
I'll play it out. Let's do a math test with the mayor.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Say, come on. To that sweet home I love, sweet home Chicago. You know the Bears still suck, though. All right, Mayor. Now, 1 and 1 is?
2.
And 2 and 2 is?
4.
I'm coming.